From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
But the three-step framework, it's down the fairway. It's replicatable. You can repeat it. You're not missing anything. First one, financial due diligence.
Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here. And today we are discussing how to create your own framework for multifamily due diligence. Okay. When we started out in 2011, we didn't have a framework. When we started looking together in 2009, we didn't know anything. Okay. So it's okay. We all start somewhere, gang. We didn't have a framework in the beginning. We didn't have structure. We didn't have long-term plans. But if you commit to continuous improvement, okay, continuous progress over time, your business systems and the structure begins to form around you. Okay. It's important to document this stuff. Now, our mentality was very basic. Let's get multifamily deals done that make us money, aka cash flow monthly. That's what we were looking for. The thing we didn't realize was how important proper frameworks and systems would be. So, Mr. Gino, G Papa Funk, what advice do you have for the folks out there? They're starting out and they want to systematize their due diligence process because they don't want to make a mistake on that first deal.
Mr. Stenzi, it's not manage right, finance right. It's buy right, manage right, and finance right. That's the three-step framework. Now let's talk about the three-step framework for due diligence. And I had a painful, when I first started out, a person with money meets a person with experience. The person with the experience gets the money. And the person with the money gets the experience. How many of you out there have gone through that? I have a couple times. And why did I go through that? Because I didn't have a three-step framework for due diligence. It sounds so simple. But the three-step framework, it's down the fairway. It's replicatable. You can repeat it. You're not missing anything. First one, financial due diligence. Before you even go dive into the property, do inspections, worry about legal, make sure the numbers are the numbers. Is the rent roll the rent roll? Do you have 32 units on the property? Is the income there? Are the expenses there? Does it make sense? Are you buying an actual three cap? Is that what you're wanting to buy? Man, how many times did I even know how to underwrite a deal? And that was painful. I'm like, yeah, this looks good. I like it, man. The view is great. Make sure you love the numbers, understand the financing.
Yeah, it's so important. You can't buy an accrual either, okay? You can't buy a pro forma. These need to be cash.
What's accrual, Jake?
Numbers. I don't know. I still don't know. You got to Google it, okay? And I'm going to leave that there. Look, it's the way the accounting rolls monthly. So if you pay, I'll just say this, if you pay 6 months in advance, they're going to be giving it to you credit in that month. They're also going to be looking at the way the income should be flowing versus what's actual. Okay. So look at the actual, not the pro forma, and figure out what your criteria is. So if you're buying, you need to, this is what we talked about documenting. Okay. What's your minimums? What are you willing to accept? What's your minimum cash on cash when you're buying these deals? What kind of cap rate you're looking for? What kind of occupancy? Okay. Are you buying distressed? Are you buying stuff that's stabilized? Very basic. Go through and say, what financial requirements am I looking for on this deal? Put them in order of importance and then put in basic boundaries in place that you can say, this is what I'm willing to accept. This is what I'm not. It's not always going to be perfect. I'm not saying this is going to be perfect. And if something is outside of what you're willing to accept, you may be able to, bend or move a little bit. Don't pencil whip a deal, but you need to set these in place so you know very quickly when the pitch comes down the middle of the plate, you know when you're swinging and you're not going to get the deer in the headlight situation.
So pencil whipping a deal basically means you're making the numbers up. You're fudging the numbers. And
you're making it work because you love it. All right. You fell in love with the deal and you're like, well, if it had a 30% growth next year, I think it would work. Let's be realistic here. Okay.
Yes. Let me paint the picture for everybody. Up on top, you have buy right, manage right, finance right. Jake just talked about under the buy right, your buy right criteria. What are you looking for in a deal? Now in the three-step framework of due diligence, you have the three-step framework here. Make sure that the financial part of it lines up with your buy right criteria. That's what we're talking about. Making sure that it's a deal for you, because a deal for Jake and Gino is not a deal for a beginning investor. A deal for Jake and Gino in Knoxville is not the same type of deal in Miami, Florida. Understand what your buying right criteria. Make sure that the finances work. Now, yeah, the finances work. This deal, love it. Let's move on to the physical. This is when you actually get on site with an inspector and you inspect how many units? All of the units. You walk through every single one of them. Is it expensive? Well, it's really expensive if you don't do it, because you're going to miss a lot of things.
What happens when you didn't inspect the unit and there's no components to it and it basically is a storage unit? Is that expensive?
Yeah. Is that expensive when all of a sudden you
have found that in multiple situations and we weren't told in the front end? Yes.
And what about when
it pop up more than it should? Yes. Will it save you money? Yes. Okay.
And what about when you have 30 units that are rented, but when you really go look, there's only 22 and 8 of them are really are vacant? Well, that hurts too. So make sure you walk into every single unit. So you've got the finances, you love it. You've done the physical inspection. As you're doing the second part of the framework, physical, go into the legal aspect of it. That's the third part.
Hold on, Gina. We got to stand physical for a minute, because you can do a lot of the physical remotely, okay? And with information in the offerment. What kind of roof age are you willing to accept? What's the condition of the driveways? Are you okay that it doesn't have central heat and air and it's got PTAC units? For me, that's a no-go, okay? I don't want that, all right? Do they have washer dryer? All these physical components, a lot can be done on the front end, but you want to be able to get on site, trust but verify. As old Ronnie used to say, as the great Ronald Reagan, trust but verify, get on site, make sure everything that's being told to you is the actual truth, because some things in our experiences have been conveniently missed, okay? And we'll give people credit for that, but seemed a little fishy at the time. Anyways, Gino, legal.
Physical is done. You like it. You like the roof conditions. Or you said to the seller, listen, I need a credit for the roof. Oh, good. You picked that up on the physical. The legal is so important, because are you buying a multifamily? Is it zoned for a multifamily? I bought a 4-unit 20 years ago. Thought it was a 4-unit. It was a legal 3. I spent thousands of dollars rectifying that situation. I bought a mixed-use building it had no smoke detectors. It had no commercial fire alarm system. It had no water system. I'm getting PTSD now because I'm remembering it. I mean, there were so many things wrong on the legal aspect of this building. I had apartments that were being rented as apartment rentals when it was a commercial building. I couldn't do that. So I took it over, and guess who assumed all those problems? I did.
The G-Daddy.
And it was an amazing learning lesson, and I wouldn't take it back, because it led me to Jake. That pain led me to investing in my education, and it led me to Jake, and it led me to multifamily. I don't want to deal with any of this. I want to have one asset class that's a basic human need, food, clothing, and apartments, and I want multifamily. So that was painful. What I'm trying to do here is trying to make you avoid all of these problems. If I had followed the financial on this property, which sucked, if I had followed the physical, which there were over $500,000 in repairs, I didn't get enough credits, I overpaid. And if I had followed the legal advice, where there was so many illegal things wrong, I could have at least had the seller cure those before. By curing, I mean taking care of the problems, rectifying the situation. I took them over. I made a huge mistake on all three components. That's how we were able to build a three-step framework, because I've screwed up all three steps many times.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Different states, different laws. For your legal due diligence, find solid team members. Multifamily is a team sport. If you want to meet our team members, you can go to Multifamily Mastery 5. It's November 5th and 6th in Orlando. It's a multifamily conference of the year. You can network with folks, ask them, what's your criteria for buying? Okay. I think all of this leads up to you creating your enhanced closing process. So you follow the closing process for financial, physical, legal. You talk to your title attorney, you talk to your closing attorney. What things should I be looking for? I want to create a checklist and follow a framework every time I close. So it's a replicatable process so I can insert team members as we go and grow. And it's not all dependent on me. Okay. That's the really important thing. Gene, I love this one. You know, and I will say this, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G Daddy, and the G Daddy will see you at Multifamily Mastery 5. See you next time.
In multifamily, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.